SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
For today's program, it's all about our young people. We'll be sharing some activities that our youth can engage in over the summer break. Also in our program, we'll have our drought and child health and safety tips. Welcome and thanks for joining us. When we think of summer, one activity that normally comes to mind is camping. Going to a summer camp, whether it's a church camp, school or club, is normally a fun way to spend time learning new things and interacting with other people. Now, at this time of the year, there are vocational Bible schools, VBS, summer classes and other programs taking place in and around several communities. If you're not already a part of these programs, consider volunteering by teaching one of the classes at VBS or helping out in summer school. If you are strong in a particular subject, you can also consider hosting a little summer school in your community where you can help those who need it. Another activity you can consider is enrolling in an internship program. If you're in college or university, this is a great way to get practical experience to help in your transition to the work world. So if you've not applied to any companies, still try your luck. You may get through for August. If not, don't let the opportunity pass you next year. Have you considered getting a legitimate job for the summer? Many companies and organizations take on young people in the summer for work. This way, you can definitely earn some money, which you can use to purchase your back-to-school items for the new academic year. And while you're engaging in all different activities, remember back to school is right around the corner. So read those literature books and sharpen those math skills. And don't forget to get some rest and have a good time.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's amnesty, now extended to July 31. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, now extended to July 31. Call 908-4419-224 for details.
Vision 2030 hopes to create a Jamaica that will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. And our community notice for today. Promotional Links Industries will be staging its third Teen Expo Jamaica on Saturday, July 18 at the Stephanie Hall Auditorium starting at 11 a.m. Teen Expo is aimed at linking teens and their families to information, products, and services tailored for teenagers. Here is a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management. Flush the toilet less often, and do not use the toilet for disposing of trash, waste paper, cigarette butts, and other such items. And for today's child health and safety tip, we talk nutrition.
I believe the children are our future.
Diets rich in fruits and vegetables may lower the risk of cancer and other chronic diseases. Fruits and vegetables provide essential vitamins and minerals, fiber, and other nutrients that are important for good health. Most fruits and vegetables are filling and naturally low in fat and calories. Leave the high-fat, high-sugar snacks foods at the store. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Join us again same time and place next week when we focus on our youth. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.